Hello, folks. It's Stefano here for February 28th. As you can hear, I'm not doing that well this morning, but I thought I'd quickly leave the second-to-last February audio boo entry like a real trooper, even though I'm down for the count for a little while. So today's subject is, if you were king or queen of the world, what three things would you do? You know, I guess because I'm feeling the way I am, and you know, you look in the news nowadays and all you ever see is wars and strife and scandals and intolerance and ignorance and people taking advantage of other people and hearing about, you know, the state of the world, the state of our natural habitats, pollution, you name it. I mean, there's so much to cover. It's all pretty much, you know, doom and gloom kind of stuff. Dystopic, I guess. I know Simon kind of is into that too, and I am too, but in the 3D world, not in my real world. I'd like my real world to be utopic, not dystopic. Right, so what would those things be? Well, first, there are actually two things for the first one, but I figured I'd cheat a bit. Heck, I'm king, right? So it would be world peace and that everyone help everyone on the planet. So there wouldn't be any famine, there wouldn't need to be any poverty. There's more than enough to go around for everybody. And if people were less selfish and didn't think of their own pocketbooks and the opulence that they have, you know, that's what I would like to see, you know, people helping people. The next one is very pointed, very specific, dealing with pollution, in fact. It's to clean up what they call the Mid-Pacific garbage dump. There is a giant whirlpool, which is, I think, about the size of Greenland, if I'm not mistaken, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, that is full of unbroken down plastics, bags, cups, bottles. And it's just out there. If you look it up, I think it's called the Mid-Pacific garbage dump or the Mid-Pacific garbage something, anyway. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is in line with that. It's I would promote and push the use of clean alternative forms of energy. Just the sheer amount of waste I see out there. The price of gasoline this morning here in the Montreal area is $1.44 a liter. Now, I hear everybody in the UK laughing because I know it's more expensive there. I know in Italy it's somewhere around 3 euros. If I'm not mistaken, it was around 2.7 euros per liter. However, there's one thing about the UK and Europe is that the distances are very, very short and the vehicles are very small, or in most cases they're pretty fuel efficient vehicles. You don't have the monsters you have here in North America that, you know, use about a liter of gas just to, you know, get back out of the driveway. They're getting better, but and you know, the automotive makers are making better and better cars. Hybrids are coming out, and but I would really like to see clean alternative forms of energy for everything else, mass transit, trains, electric trains, just, you know, less dependency on fossil fuels overall. I know we still need oil to make plastics for all our gadgets. I realize that, but at least, you know, let's try not to burn it. So those are my three things, which I think the first one being world peace, the most important. Thank you, and take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.